Hello, warriors. Welcome to the C-Free, Cancer-Free podcast. I'm Pamela, your host. Food is medicine, and it's what keeps our bodies fueled and free of disease. Food is also a big business. And unfortunately, when there are profits to be made, shortcuts are taken more often than not. And some foods are just not what they seem to be. There is a thing called food fraud. And it is when a company intentionally leaves out, takes out, or substitutes an ingredient, or when a substance is added to a food to make it appear better. Here are the top five fake foods, what they are, and how to avoid them. Number one is olive oil. Several investigations have found vegetable and seed oil mixtures containing sunflower, corn, palm, and rapeseed oils, all which are very bad, masquerading as extra virgin or virgin olive oil. Know the source of your olive oil. Do your research. Number two is fish. Fish fraud is often the case of mislabeling, where retailers pass off cheap fish as valuable varieties. Food investigators report that one in every three retailers they inspected sold at least one fake fish item. Now, they disguise them as imported seafood or regional favorites. This is often the case with sushi. Again, know what you're purchasing and try as often as possible to buy wild-caught. Know where it's coming from. Number three is honey. Honey is so good for us for so many reasons, especially raw local honey. But if you've been the victim of honey fraud, you might as well mix a spoonful of sugar into your tea. In a study of 100 commercial honey samples, researchers found that 27% were thinned out with sweeteners like corn syrup and cane sugar, sucrose, and fructose. Honey laundering, as honey fraud is also known as, can also involve lying about the geographical origin of the honey or which plants the nectar came from. Try to always buy local and in small batches. Number four, fruit juice. Fruit juice is easy to fake, and manufacturers often cut favorites like orange and apple juice with cheaper alternatives like high fructose corn syrup, raisin sweetener, fructose, and malic acid. As a fraud-free option, you can try squeezing your own juice at home. It's worth it. Number five, spices. Expensive spices such as saffron and vanilla are frauded a lot due to the high price and harvesting. But even cheaper spices such as pepper have been subject to the fake game. Reports have detected all kinds of impurities like colored starch, buckwheat, flour, twigs, and millet masquerading in your black pepper. Instead, buy whole peppercorns and small quantities of spices where you can trust the merchant. As the saying goes, you get what you pay for. Please read your labels and know what you are consuming, especially with the prices what they are. Paying a little bit more and knowing what you're consuming is a wonderful thing. Also, subscribe to this podcast so that you never ever miss an episode. Until tomorrow, God bless.